Hello, Jessica. This is Michael. I just received your message and thought I would take a minute to just try to share a principle in God's word with you. I am thankful that you are humble enough to seek God's counsel on this and that you've reached out, and I felt good about replying to you. So I'm glad you're not in a crisis of any kind. I know it's difficult and there's a lot of suffering that comes along with this, but praise God that you're not being beaten or, you know, something like that. Sister, I can just tell you that one of the most important principles that I have learned in God's word is the principle of Isaiah 64:4. Isaiah 64:4 says, "From times of old, they have not seen or perceived by ear a God like you who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him." Many of us want to desperately free ourselves and deliver ourselves from very difficult situations. This is against the typical ways of God. Many times God brings us into spiritual prisons, Psalm 66:10 through 12, and lays burdens on our backs and allows men to ride over our heads. He puts us in these very difficult, oppressive situations, which could be a marriage, could be an employer, could be a family member, a mother-in-law. God is creative. He uses all kinds of people. And he does this for a reason. He seeks to put his elect in a position where they will cry out for deliverance because they are so desperately in need of it. So right now you're in a situation where you're kind of living with a Pharaoh, if you will, right? He's perhaps oppressing you and you're walking on eggshells and you're very uncomfortable and you never know when the next time is going to be a blow up or what he's going to say to you or to the kids. It's very difficult, right? But you can rest in this, that if you're seeking God's will and if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, desiring the truth and wanting to do the right thing, you can know that you are on God's radar and God is in control, and he'll use all of this for your good and for his glory. So my concern is for you to be very careful and not to move until God tells you to. Don't move on getting out of this until and unless, you know, if your life is in danger, that's pretty clear. You move unless God tells you not to. Okay. He could do the very same thing. There's been stories of people that God has had live through some really difficult things. I mean, Madame Guillo lived through a horrendous relationship with her husband and her mother-in-law. I mean, just horrendous. And God had her stay, but he eventually removed the husband through death. She waited for him to act in her behalf. Okay. I'm not saying God will necessarily do this with your situation. That's up to God. But here's what you can count on. What God wants from you most, Jessica, is the same thing he wants from me and from all of us. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, I believe it's verse 5, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's either verse 5 or 6. "The meek shall inherit the earth." The meek are those who have a real preference for God's will to be done in their life, not theirs. Okay? For example, I've been in very many difficult circumstances where I wanted out. Now, you've probably heard me mention a lot of them in my recordings. But deep inside of me, there was a real preference for God's will to be done in my life more than for me to have a deliverance or an escape from that. I learned to trust God, his timing, his sovereignty, and his love. He's in complete control. His timing is never late. He's always perfect, and he's a God of love working to conform me into the image of Jesus Christ, Romans 8:29. That is the primary goal of God, is to conform believers in Christ into the image of Christ. I'm sure you'd agree, not many of us look and walk and act like Jesus. So Jesus became perfected through suffering, Hebrews 5:8, okay? So we also become perfected through suffering. Now, you can trust that Jesus will be with you in this difficult time as you humble yourself and you ask God for his guidance and you ask God for his help. He can give you the grace to stay in a very difficult situation, even when you feel like all you want to do is get out. Okay? And you don't have to fret. Don't worry. Don't be overly anxious about what the results will be. God is so sovereign. God has been known to take people out at the drop dead. I mean, stop their heart. Ananias and Sapphira, they lied about money they took from their home sale, and immediately God stopped their heart and killed them both dead. That's God can do that. And the Bible says fear came over all the church. Now that's an exception. That's not the example. That's a rare exception that God does that. But you and I, when we're in a difficult situation, can trust God will either remove the person, remove the obstacle, change the person, change the obstacle, or give you and I the grace, the power, the ability to stay in the situation. Won't necessarily be comfortable, wouldn't necessarily call it a vacation, won't necessarily feel hip, hip, hooray, but God will give us the grace to stand firm in the season and in the position he's called us to. Sometimes the greatest test of obedience is when God says, wait. Sister, it applies to so many things. Would you believe me if I told you God is working on something very exciting with Persis and I behind the scenes that I have not told anybody about, and I'm not going to until God tells me to. But God has asked Persis and I to move forward in faith on something. So we've started over the last few months moving in that direction, and I'm getting real close to actually jumping into this. And just as I'm about to do this, God says to me, now wait. So he told me to move forward, but now he's telling me, just like he did with the Israelites in the desert, okay, move, now stop, move, now stop. God calls the plays in my life. He tells me when to move forward. He tells me when to stop. And right now, God is testing me again. He's so loving and so faithful and so wise. He knows exactly what the horse in my heart always needs to remember, that God is in control. His will be done, not mine. His timing, not mine. And I will never be put to shame trusting in God. Sister, unless God tells you clearly to move forward, since you're a Christ follower and you're seeking God's guidance, you have to know and believe God has guidance for you. God can speak to your situation. He knows your husband. He knows you. He knows your kids. He knows everything there is about your situation more than you do. So you need his guidance and his counsel. Okay. Psalm 25:12, Psalm 32:8. You need in Psalm 32:9, he will guide you. He will counsel you. He will watch over you. He will care for you. He will instruct you. Psalm 25:12, in the way chosen for you. So wait for him to act on your behalf and hold on to him through grace and pray and believe God and ask God to, for his will to be done. Pray for your husband continually, but ask him, God, may your will be done. You know, Jessica, it could be true like me that you have attached yourself to a weed will never become a piece of wheat. They are children of the devil. That's what the Bible says, not me. Okay. That's why the Pharisees never were converted. Jesus said, you are children of your father, the devil, and you want to do his will. 1 John 3:6-10 says that whoever does what's wrong and sin is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. But he who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. And this is how we know the Bible says who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Now, all of us have been given over to disobedience for a time. I lived a life of disobedience, and in that time, I was basically a child of the devil. I was in control by the spirit which is now at work in those who are disobedient. The Bible is black and white on this. There is no in between. You're either an Ishmael or you're an Isaac. You're a goat or you're a sheep. You're a wheat or you're a tare. You're a child of God or you're a child of the devil. You're a son of the light or you're a son of the dark. There is no in between, right? So you may be married to somebody like that for me. All these years later, no matter how much I prayed for my ex-wife, God showed me she's not going to change. She was a tare. And God was pleased to allow me to marry her for all kinds of reasons, which I talk about in my story now. So it's possible, but it's also possible that through your example, as you trust God, that God might answer a prayer and change that man's heart. How do I know? Only God knows, which is why you should be very wise to wait and allow God to act in your behalf. Go read Lamentations 3, 24 through 25. Where Jeremiah writes, I will say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Jessica, is the Lord your portion? And if he's not, do you want him to be? So you should be able to say, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who seek him, whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good that he waits silently for the salvation or the deliverance of the Lord. That's what that means, deliverance. Not salvation like you and I think of being saved, going to heaven, living forever, okay? But deliverance. So may God bless you. I want to encourage you to listen to the message I did called Waiting on God's Timing, I believe it's called. It's a big video, about 300 and something thousand. Or maybe it's only 100 and something thousand views. The other one's 300,000 view. But I think it's just called Waiting on God's Timing on YouTube channel. And go listen to that and may God bless you. I hope this helps you. May God bless you in Jesus' name.